Log Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Heal Your Life Radio, a broadcast committed to helping you learn how to move beyond your family's histories so you can live and manifest an abundant life. This show is for anyone who is hurting and in pain due to some emotional crisis. Perhaps your emotional crisis never ends. Perhaps every time you turn around, there seems to be another dilemma that needs to be dealt with. If you are a being who is unhappy, depressed, anxious, or has a mind that seems to have a mind of its own, this radio show is for you. Who I am? I am a best-selling author and an expert in the field of emotional recovery and self-awareness. Because I have such intimate experiences with adult child of alcoholic dynamics, my healing and recovery process has required that I absolutely not only confront my childhood programming, but create new patterns of thought in my mind by reprogramming or rewiring my brain. If you are suffering emotionally right now, this is because of only one reason. You or your mind has attached itself to a negatively charged emotion or thought, and has also, whether consciously or unconsciously, has attached itself to a particular expectation that you unconsciously have also attached a future positive emotion or thought to. In essence, you are in pain because your mind thinks in a dysfunctional way. Your mind is attached to the past while at the same time is attached to the future. The result? The body, which is present in the now, suffers the splintering of energies being shared with the past as well as the future. Your thought process is not in alignment with your higher self, and the angst you feel within the physical body and the foggy confusion you feel in your mind is the direct result of duality you learned as a child from a less than perfect home. Why do humans attach themselves to ideas outside of self? Why do humans attach themselves and pursue happiness outside of self? Because we humans have not been taught to look within for all the things we believe will make us happy. We have been taught or brainwashed to seek the approval of others. And until this disastrous, dysfunctional, unconscious recipe for happiness is uncovered by you, the being, you will continue to believe that your happiness, relief, contentment, or whatever is out there somewhere. And guess what? Whatever is found can also be lost. So when we stop, slow the mind down, open our self-seeing window, we can at least for a moment comprehend consciously that seeking happiness by attaching to a future expectation does not make sense. Why do we seek happiness outside of self? Because from the moment we are born, we are ingrained with the idea that we are not enough. If we are born to two emotional manipulators, narcissists, enablers, codependents, alcoholics, passive aggressives, emotional or physical abusers, and alike, our souls have been dealt a horrible blow. Because all of us come into this time-space reality feeling one with all that is, very much the way we felt in utero, and one with the universe that was our mother's womb, when we are born to beings who reject us, who label us, criticize us, push us away, put restrictions on us, do not nurture us, are self-absorbed taking care of others, or are stuck seeking happiness themselves outside of self, we do not understand this sudden break in unity, how it was supposed to be. You were supposed to be nurtured, supported, encouraged, sheltered, protected, and yes, even catered to as a small child until it was time for you to go out and explore your autonomy. While you were an infant, your cries were supposed to be met calmly and lovingly. You were supposed to be fed when you were hungry and even swaddled contently by a peaceful, happy, content caretaker. Your home was not supposed to be stressed, loud, obnoxious, or cold. If you were lucky, your parents adored one another, and you received equal parts of female-to-male energy in the form of love. Because all beings have female as well as male within, your inner being would have grown contently instead of feeling like parts of you were lacking. If you did not receive the balance and nurturing you deserved, your inner being feels insecure about its self-worth and will seek the rest of its life for the unity it craves that it knows is required for true happiness. But, and this is big, because the being cannot not feel attached to mother or father at birth, but especially to mother, the being develops an unconscious emotional set point or belief or idea or notion or whatever that happiness comes from somewhere outside of self. And because your inner being's first experience with seeking happiness outside of self is your experience with mother or father, thus the seeking of happiness outside of self is attached, tied to, and associated psychologically with love. Most wounded beings from dysfunctional homes have attached themselves to beliefs that have them seeking contentment and happiness through future love relationships. And this is so, so problematic for so many reasons. Number one, happiness cannot be found outside of self. Number two, wounded beings unfortunately seek this unconditional love from partners who mimic the equal vibration of the being's experience with parental dysfunctional love. Three, because the being's ideas about love are improper and are rooted in insecurity, later on in life, these beings chase others as love partners who resonate equal vibrational patterns as their dysfunctional partners, parents. Number four, because we only attract what we are on a vibrational level, we can only attract chaotic circumstances if our personal experience surrounding parental love is not healthy. So what the heck do we do when we take the time to ask self some really tough questions like, how did I feel about my mom when I was a small child? How did I experience her love? How did mom make me feel? Did I feel like my needs were important to her? Did I feel seen psychologically? Did I feel heard? Was I treated fairly? Did she praise me appropriately? Or did she praise me when I knew I didn't deserve to be praised, and as a result, confuse me about my worth and how to expect others to treat me or praise me? Did my mother protect me from dad? Did my mother enable? Did my mom chase after men's approval? Was my mom an addict? Was my mom an alcoholic? Was my mom on anti-anxiety meds? Was my mom bulimic or anorexic? Did she drink in front of me? Did my mom have personal boundaries, or did she let others walk all over her? Was my mother rigid? Did my mother make me feel important? Was my love for my mom conditional? Did my mom spend time with me alone? These questions can also be asked about your father if your father was a presence in your life. But imagine a tiny innocent being, and especially a little boy, whose father has abandoned him. There can be no balance of male bonding or a mirrored male acceptance to this child, which lays the groundwork for a belief system that is rooted in not only insecurity, but is also one that is emotionally set to believe love is out there somewhere. The secret is in all of us. The secret is we are all enough, we always were enough, and we always have been enough. But because we have been born to a world which absolutely requires a newborn to attach and thus depend on his or her caretakers for survival, at least at birth, we each enter this world naturally dependent. But, when our dependent needs are unmet or are met with the vibration of frustration by the caretakers who are supposed to accept, understand, and welcome our dependency on them, our tiny souls are wounded and we are dealt deep psychological wounds that lay the groundwork for dysfunctional belief systems that we as adults operate out of later on in life. If we have been abused, we may have thick egos today and are unable to allow ourselves to even feel vulnerable. And because each being born naturally seeks love, a being who has a thick protective ego will play cat and mouse with love in the future. As an adult codependent, issues arise as wounded beings attract unconscious wounded beings, both operating under the illusion that love is out there somewhere. Two halves, each seeking through their attachment of the other, some sense of love, approval, and validation. And because no one can ever fulfill our adult needs, at least not ones that can ever fulfill the deep wounds that were created when our natural dependent needs were frustrated, our relationships fail because ultimately unaware, A, we attract partners who are literally wired to frustrate us because they are our parents' vibrational twin. and thus are dysfunctional, self-absorbed, manipulative, in denial, and alike. B, we blame them when we claim we don't feel loved. But we don't feel loved, and that's our actual emotional set point. So that's what we're attracting. That's no one else's fault. C, we attract the wrong partners because our experience with love is not healthy. We wind up being frustrated because we feel so connected to this dysfunctional partner and are unaware that our programming concerning love, by definition, is corrupt. So what do we do? Well, you have to uncover your ideas about love. Love does not hurt. Love does not lie. Love does not confuse, and love does not anger. If you are chasing love, you're the problem, not the partner who abuses you. When you stop to take what I call a belief inventory, you uncover what is at the core of your problems. All beings are at least 95% unconscious and only operate 5% consciously. This means practically all of what you think, believe, and how you behave is unconscious, automatic, and even robotic. Yes, yes, yes. If you do not know what your unconscious belief systems or your patterns are, you are a robot living a life on autopilot in a freaking illusion. An illusion that has you believing you are a victim, you are powerless and unlovable, and should be chasing after love. And no one can wake you up but you. Truth seekers and healers like myself can love and honor ourselves enough to see ourselves, confront our own unconscious belief systems, and then write about the secrets and jump through hoops and start radio shows or podcasts like these to help trigger your inner being. But only you can choose to go within and face self, face the pain, face the past, and ultimately find a way to move beyond your dysfunctional robotic programming and finally tap into the divine being within that is truly an absolute extension of Source. You, me, all beings born are created in the likeness and the image of our Creator. Your worth is a given, but you must believe that. You must believe that. And that's what this radio show is about. And there's so much information out there that is geared towards helping people wake up and uncover their unconscious codependent belief systems. But unfortunately, most people, they go to psychiatrists or marital counselors, and they're blaming the other person for why they feel the way they do, or they blame their depression or their anxiety on some mental disorder. But I am of the belief that once a being becomes integrated, mind, body, and soul, and comes into alignment with their source, and they understand that they are worthy and they never had to seek validation outside of self, and that the reason they do that today as an adult is because of what they learned in childhood, then I believe that that being has an amazing chance at finding love within. And then what happens is, as you find love within, love begins to manifest in your environment. Because you finally become love, you begin attracting love. And you know, it's not just about money, and it's not just about a love relationship. It's about seeing love in the sky, and seeing love in the grass, and seeing love in flowers, and seeing love in animals, and seeing love just all around you. Your life becomes abundant because you cannot not see love wherever you go, because you have finally found and have become and integrated to the love that you truly are. I want to thank you for listening today. It is my deepest, deepest desire to help you change your life, but helping you to ask yourself and helping you to learn how to ask yourself those really tough questions you need to ask in order to wake up out of the denial, or what I refer to as the illusion, so you can learn how to access your true power. The secret is self-awareness and enlightenment. I am Lisa A. Romano, best-selling author and life coach. I am the author of The Road Back to Me, My Road Beyond the Codependent Divorce, and Loving the Self Affirmations, Breaking Unconscious Codependent Belief Systems. For private coaching, you can reach me through my website at www.healingselfesteem.com or by dropping me an email at lisaaromano.com. My closing words will be this. I'll leave you with this. We are all one. There is no such thing as separation, and it is never okay to attach our ideas about self-love to things outside of self. You are love. Namaste.